Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Matthew 25, 31 to 46. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. My theme for reflection is the weight of our actions. The weight of our actions. Have you ever paused to wonder about the ripple effects of your actions? Have you considered your choices, or how your choices, both the intentional and the seemingly insignificant, shape not only the lives of those around you, but also echo into eternity? Perhaps you have acted in ways you thought inconsequential, never stopping to reflect on how they align with the eternal purposes of God. Have you asked yourself if your actions are preparing you for a glorious inheritance or for an eternal reckoning? In Matthew 25, Jesus paints a picture of the final judgment, where the separation of sheep and goats symbolizes the eternal consequences of our earthly actions. This passage forces us to confront the gravity of our deeds and attitudes. The righteous, symbolized by the sheep, are those who acted with compassion, kindness, and care for the least of these. They fed the hungry, gave drink to the thirsty, welcomed strangers, clothed the naked, and visited the sick and imprisoned. Remarkably, they did so without seeking recognition. They were unaware that their service was to the king himself. The goats, on the other hand, represent those who neglected these acts of mercy. Their indifference was not simply a failure to act, but a failure to see Christ in those who were vulnerable, marginalized, and in need. Jesus' words remind us that our daily actions resonate with eternal significance. What we do or fail to do for the least of these reflects our response to Christ himself. This is a sobering thought. How often do we miss opportunities to serve because we are too focused on our own needs, desires, or ambitions? The judgment seen in this passage reveals not only the consequences of our actions, but also the priorities of God's heart. He values love in action, mercy over indifference, and selfless service over self-preservation. It is not enough to avoid doing harm. We are called to actively do good. The question is not only, what have I done, but also, what have I left undone? My dear friends, every choice we make is a step on the path to eternity. Each act of kindness, every moment of self-sacrifice, and each decision to prioritize the needs of others over our own shapes us into the people God created us to be, citizens of the kingdom He has lovingly prepared. Conversely, every missed opportunity to do good, every act of neglect, and every instance of selfishness distances us from His purposes and diminishes our capacity to reflect His love. When we choose to see Christ in every person we meet, especially in those who are vulnerable or suffering, we mirror His love and prepare ourselves for the joy of eternity. As Henry Nouwen so profoundly said, in their hunger, their thirst, their loneliness, their sickness, and their capacity, we can find Christ and discover our own salvation. Let us act, not out of obligation or fear, but out of gratitude for the boundless mercy we have already received. Let us step forward boldly, ready to meet Christ in the least among us and to reflect His light in all we do. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are we living for ourselves or are we living for God's justice and mercy? Number two, are we attuned to the needs of the least of these, or have we allowed indifference to blind us to their suffering? Lord, awaken us to the weight of our actions and the needs of those around us. Help us to see Your image in every person we encounter and to serve them with humility and love. May our lives align with Your purposes, preparing us for the eternal joy of Your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.